Hello, this is Marshall Bryan, pastor of Lyerly United Methodist Church, with your morning devotional on WZQZ. Good morning to everyone. This past Monday, July 4th, my family and I went to watch the local fireworks in Rome, Georgia. As always, we had a great time watching the splendor and grandeur of the fireworks show. However, during the show, I started thinking about the mass shooting that had occurred earlier that day in Chicago at a 4th of July parade. Several people had been killed and many, many more were injured. During last night's fireworks show in Rome, I heard the many booms and loud noises as the fireworks went off. I looked at the crowd around me enjoying themselves, and I thought to myself, what if some of those loud noises were gunshots and not fireworks? What if those present suddenly found themselves in a life and death situation where an evil person was randomly shooting and killing people? When I thought about that, I said a silent prayer for protection. Friends, as most of us know, we live in a dangerous society. We live in an evil society, but so have other Christians living at different times and different ages. Paul told the Christians at Ephesus in chapter 6 of Ephesians verse 12 that their struggle was not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil. Friends, we are in a battle against evil in this world. I think there's little doubt about that based on what we see going on around us in the world. So, as Christians, what are we to do? In verses 13 through 17, Paul encourages Christians to put on the, quote, full armor of God, which includes the belt of truth, breastplate of righteousness, shield of faith, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Paul further stated in verse 18, be alert and always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. Paul gave similar instructions in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, where he said this, quote, pray that we may be delivered from wicked and evil people. Yes, friends, we live in an evil, dangerous world. And as with many difficult situations we find ourselves in life, prayer is usually the most productive and appropriate action that we can take. Now, with that thought in mind, let us now pray. Father God, we ask for your protection from evil, not only those close to us, but all of your people, wherever they may be. Amen. Friends, I would like to invite you to join us in worship at 11 o'clock each Sunday morning at Lyerly United Methodist Church, which is located across the street from Lyerly Elementary School. Also, please check out our church Facebook page, where our weekly worship services are recorded and posted each Sunday afternoon. Have a good day, and may God bless.